Will the comics-inspired movie, The Avengers, be so over the top that science is lost in fantasy? Let's listen to what NSDA reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff thinks.
You were made to be ruled. In the end, it will be every man for himself.
The Avengers brings together a who's who of Marvel's superheroes, including Iron Man, the Hulk, Captain America, Black Widow, Thor, and Hawkeye, to save the Earth from the evil plot of Thor's adopted brother, Loki. I've seen and reviewed several other films based on comic books, even though it's not my favorite genre. What got me into the theater for The Avengers is Joss Whedon's involvement in the project. I've been a fan of his work for years, going all the way back to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so I was interested to see his take on the superhero movie. I was not disappointed. For a summer blockbuster, there's some pretty good math and science for teachers to discuss here. At the start of the film, S.H.I.E.L.D., a secret law enforcement agency, is attempting to use an object called the Tesseract to generate unlimited renewable energy, and perhaps something else a little less innocent. Loki attacks a facility where the experimentation is underway to both steal the Tesseract and enslave a scientist and the superhero Hawkeye. Loki's intention is to use the Tesseract to bring an army to the Earth and take over the planet. S.H.I.E.L.D. brings the Avengers together to locate and retrieve the Tesseract. Math teachers might be interested in using this film to generate interest in the real geometric object called the Tesseract. This is sometimes also known as a hypercube or four-dimensional cube. Now, since our everyday world has just three spatial dimensions, that is length, width, and height, it is very difficult to picture what a 4D object would be. The best way I know of to imagine a tesseract is to step back and consider how you get from a two-dimensional square to a three-dimensional cube. If you think about it, a cube can be unfolded to make six squares, one for each face. A four-dimensional tesseract would unfold into eight three-dimensional cubes. Another way to think about this is to consider time as the fourth dimension. Now, to see what this would look like, you should check out the animation that I link to on the online version of this column. Now, back to the film. In order to find the Tesseract, the Avengers search for the gamma radiation that it emits. Gamma rays are high-energy photons released during nuclear decay. The two other kinds of radioactive emission are alpha and beta particles. Gamma rays are more difficult to block than alpha or beta particles, and their energy means that gamma rays can cause cancer, and they do this by damaging DNA. To harness the power of the Tesseract, Loki steals a large quantity of iridium from a government laboratory. Iridium, atomic number 77, is an extremely rare metallic element in the Earth's crust. Iridium is usually found in very small quantities alloyed with platinum, itself a rare element. Iridium is very dense, about twice the density of lead, as a matter of fact. It's very hard and brittle, and there actually is good reason to connect a gamma ray source with this particular metal. The 1961 Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to Rudolf Mossbauer for his discovery of resonant absorption and emission of gamma rays in a solid iridium sample. This example of resonant absorption and emission is now known as the Mossbauer effect. Because of this relationship between iridium and gamma rays, I found it quite reasonable to require a large sample of iridium to make the Tesseract work to bring the aliens from another part of the universe. The Avengers will give science and math teachers the chance to talk about gamma radiation, four-dimensional objects, and the Nobel Prize in Physics when classes resume in September.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
No offense, but I don't play well with others.
Big man in a suit of armor. Take that away, what are you?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.